He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 470. What a hot week it has been here in Arizona. I kid you not, it was 119 on Monday, and it is just brutally hot. We have had something like 3 weeks of above 110 every single day. I got in the car Tuesday, and in the car, okay, it was over 125 degrees. That was because it was sitting in the sun. Once I started the car and got rolling, it dropped down to a cool 120. So it's brutally hot here. I am still trying to get back to my facility in Rhode Island. I have canceled it 5 times. I'm probably going to cancel it a 6th time because, quite frankly, I am slightly afraid to fly. But that's a whole nother story. And let us begin. Before we start, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And I promise I will answer all my emails. So if you have any tech questions or whatever, by all means, send me an email and I'll get back to you. Now, speaking of email, let's see here. We had an email this week, which was kind of interesting. Mr. David Wright sent me an email and saying, "Hey, Don, I'm seeing all these ads for the Panasonic Link to cell phone systems. They advertise that there is no landline required. How is that possible?" Well, that's a great question. And yeah, those ads are confusing. You don't need a phone line, but the key is it linked to cell. That when it says linked to cell. So what happens if you have a landline, you can connect the phone, obviously, to the landline, and it will work just like a phone on your landline. If you don't have a landline, then what it will do is via Bluetooth, it will connect to pretty much any smartphone out there. Every smartphone that I'm aware of certainly has Bluetooth. So what happens instead of, in addition to your cell phone ringing, what will happen is these Panasonic phones will ring. If you have 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever, how many phones you have, wherever you have them located in your home or whatever, they'll all ring and you pick it up just like a regular phone. Hi, hello, how are you? And it works pretty much flawlessly. And that's basically how they work. There's another way these will work, and that's actually over a VoIP, voice over internet protocol, and essentially a service like Vonage. I actually use those phones and use a Vonage line rather than a quote cell phone smartphone. Let's try it again. I use Vonage instead of a locked landline like through Verizon or Cox or whatever you may have, and I've been using Vonage probably since it's come out, and it's really a decent service. I have no problems with it. Some people do. It's affordable, and it works quite well. I also use it as my fax line. So, these Panasonic link to cell phones are pretty good, and they're on sale all the time. So you may want to check that out at some point in time. Okay, we have a lot of crazy things we're going to do today. The first thing I am going to do is to talk about a bunch of adapter devices that you could purchase, and there's no rhyme or reason, but you know, I was using these yesterday, and I find that they're indispensable. So let's take a look at a couple of these that I have. So here we go with the first one, and again, there's no rhyme or reason. This has a USB, standard USB cord on it, and the other end is literally to link to any of the photo cards, if you will, the SD cards, the mini SD cards, the XD cards, and you're basically going to plug this end into your computer or your laptop or your tablet if it has a USB port on it. and you're going to slide in the various cards, and it works nice. You also have the ability to put in another stick here if you want. Right there, you can put in another USB stick or a hard drive. And on the back of this one, it has another slot for the mini SD, and over here, yet another slot for a stick or a portable USB drive. This is a very nice unit. Also, they have two indicator lights right there that will show you if the unit is on and if it's reading or writing. So a nice portable card reader. It will also allow you to port a stick, USB stick, and or a USB external hard drive, and you can actually use two of these with this device. This runs about $30. I'll try to include it in the show notes. Now, the next piece that I have, and again, there's no rhyme or reason to these. The next couple ones are actually used for the iOS operating system, that lovely lightning cord that I hate. So this is one type, and here, very simple. This is going to take an HDMI output, and this here is for any other charging device that you may have. So you can charge your phone or your iPad using this, and I highly recommend, if you're going to send this to an HDMI signal, that you definitely keep the charger in this slot. I promise you will be happy. If you don't, this is going to drain your battery. So again, this will go into the iPhone device, if you will, or your iPad, any iOS device, and from that you can plug right into any HDMI outlet on any HDMI TV, and you will basically have whatever's on your iPhone or your iPad going right into your TV, including the audio. So that's also a nice feature. Now, this next plug that I have, I call them plugs, but they're basically interfaces. Again, the lightning connector right there. And over here, this goes right into the iPhone. I use this for my iPad, quite frankly. And again, it will take all those photographic cards, and it's a card reader. Now, why would I want this? Well, I like to edit. Last couple of years, I like to do fast edits using my iOS operating system, either on my phone and or my iPad, and this allows me to get my photographs directly into the iOS product without any muss or fuss. So this runs about $35 and definitely worth it for me, because I do a lot of photography. And I might also add, you can port in videos through these cards also. So if you take a video clip and you want to edit it or fool around with it inside the iOS, these cards are what you need. Now, this next one I've had for a while, again, the famed lightning connector, and this is pretty simple. This is going to replace my sorely missed headphone jack. Damn, do I miss that. So I'm going to plug that into the iOS, and here I can use my microphone and or headphone jack. I love it. I miss it, but this will let me have it again. Also, here I have a standard lightning connector, and in this, I could plug in a microphone that has the lightning jack and or a headset or whatever I want. So in one way, one respect, this could be a dual connector. One would operate on your headset, if you will, and one would operate a microphone or pretty much any other lightning rod, lightning connector product. So again, nice jack, about $20-$25. And the last adapter that I'm going to show you, and on occasion I use this, it's mostly for an emergency situation, but this gets lost real easy. I've lost two of them already. Again, the lightning connector on one end, and on the other end, a USB-C. So if you have a USB-C power adapter that will charge your phone, this is the device that you would use right here to connect up a C port. So if you have a headset, if you do, that has a C connector on it, this will work. Any type of a C USB connector, this will port it to the iPhones. So these are very useful connectors. Again, they run anywhere from $20 to $45, depending upon what you want. Also, if there's any time that you want to port either your Android operating system phone and or the iOS to a certain configuration, another microphone, two microphones, a headset, whatever, there are a variety of these types of connectors that are available. Just go to Amazon and Google what you want, a microphone to lightning connector for iOS, or you know, USB-C connector to phone, to photo reader. They're all available, and they're very handy. I keep all of them in a little baggie, if you will, so I can see what's in the bag, and also I can keep track of them. As I said, I've lost this little puppy about 4 times already, so I'm not going to lose this one. Sometimes I even take nail polish, kid you not, pink nail polish or bright green, some outrageous color, and actually put a dab on the connector itself so I don't lose them. That's coming handy, believe it or not. All right, let's get into some apps of the day, and some of these are actually apps, and some of these are actually pieces of software that you might use. I had an inquiry this week, and it was a great question. Is I want the iPhone to read the New York Times to me. Well, that's kind of a cool idea. Actually, they can read whatever you want, a book, the Scranton Tribune, whatever, the Arizona Republic. I don't know why you'd want to read that paper anyway, but here are a variety of options that you have. One of the better ones that's out there, and this is an app you can put right on your iPhone or your iPad, doesn't matter, is text-to-speech. This has been around for a while. It gets a 4.7 rating out of 5. Let me tell you, that's extremely high. I have used this, and I do like it. There is a free version, and there is also a money version. That money version costs you money. So depending upon the functionality that you desire, you can use the free version, or you can opt to use the version that you'd have to purchase. Bring your text to life with text-to-speech. Text-to-speech produces natural-sounding, synthesized text from the words that you have entered into it. With 82 different voices to choose from, and the ability to adjust the rate and pitch of the sound that's being read back, there are innumerable ways that this can be adjusted. So this is a very, very good app. Again, 4.7 out of 5, a free version and an in-app purchase. Some of these can get brutally expensive and not worth it. And the reason they're not worth it is because there are a variety of free options that will work. By the way, this is also available, again, for free and in-app purchases on the Android operating system. One of the better ones out there, text-to-speech. Now, this next app also is an excellent app. I like this one a lot. This is called naturalreader.com. And this is just an app that you can, it's a free website, if you will, that you could go to. So let's do this. I am going to drop, as it says here, drag and drop your files or type or paste and edit the text here. Natural Reader is a professional text-to-speech program. And what it will do is convert any written text into spoken words. The paid versions of Natural Reader will have a lot more functionality. So what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to go get some text, and I'm going to cut and paste it into here. In fact, let's just do this. So I'm going to hit play.
Drag and drop your files, or type, paste, and edit text here. Natural Reader is a professional text-to-speech program that converts any written text into spoken words. The paid versions of Natural Reader have many more features. If you are interested in using our voices for non-personal use such as for YouTube videos, e-learning, or other commercial or public purposes, please check out our Natural Reader commercial web application.
So as you can see, this will read whatever you cut and paste in there. That's nice. You also have the ability, which I love, to go over here and change the voices. It's that easy. So I'm going to pick Ryan this time. And now when I click play, you will actually hear Ryan. So here we go.
Drag and drop your files, or type, paste, and edit text here.
Now, Natural Reader is a professional text-to-speech program that converts any written text.
Natural Reader is a professional text-to-speech program that converts any written text into spoken words. The paid versions of Natural Reader have many more features. If you are interested in using our voices for non-personal use such as for YouTube videos, e-learning, or other commercial or public purposes. Please check out our Natural Reader commercial web application.
So as you can see, it does a great job, and you have a ton of voices, and the ability to alter the speed of which it and which it reads back to you is very good. This is totally free, so you know, you may want to consider that. You also can cut and paste a website into that, so any text file, it will do that, a PDF, whatever. Here is another very similar device called TTS Reader. Again, totally free. This one works real, real well also. Same principle. I like the normal speed, very slow, fast. Simple as can be. Another choice for you. And these will all be in the show notes, by the way. This one is called Nuance. Now, they're going to cost you some dollars. But in my opinion, Nuance is light years ahead of anybody else when it comes to changing text into voice. They came out with a program called Naturally Speaking, which has been out for years. And I love that. I've used that program a zillion times. Basically, you just turn your microphone on and start reading, and it will convert it to text while you read. Really nice, really accurate. And then, of course, you can click and read it back in any language you want. They make a ton of products, as you can see here: virtual assistant, live chat, customer service messaging, proactive notifications, security, voice. These are the granddaddies of them all. Again, you will have to pay some money to use their products, but trust me, it's worth every penny. They're that good. Also, another app, and I've talked about this many times, is Balabolka. Balabolka will work. We got some background noise here in the studio. I can't help that today. Balabolka is an app that's been around forever, totally free. Pretty much will read any device that you want: AZW, CHM, MP3. Any file that you can come up with, any file that you can throw at this, it will work, and it will work quite well. Another interesting app of the day, if you will, changing subjects from text to speech, is Fantastical Calendar and Tasks. Great app. This gets a very high rating. I just started using this maybe 2 weeks ago. I'm not sure if I'm going to stay with it or not, but I do definitely like it. This is more than a calendar. It has a great user interface. It also will show you the day, the month, the year, and much more. You have the ability to hide all repeating events. You have the ability to use it on Zoom accounts, and it goes on and on. Very well made, very well done. Relatively new entry, but I got to tell you, it works real well. And then our last app of the day, I find this app indispensable. This gets a 4.8, and in some reviews, it gets a 5 out of a 5. You never see that. Ottervoice Meeting Notes. If you need to record a meeting or an event or a conversation, I think this is one of the best, if not the best, out there. Again, there are in-app purchases. That's up to you. But what this will do, auto-records and takes meeting notes for you in real time so that you can stay focused on the conversation and rest assured that all the information, actions, highlights, photos, attendees is captured easily and searchable, which I really like. And you can make this available, share this with your whole team. Only available in English, and I believe it's only available, I'm not sure, but I think it's only available on the iOS operating system. Take meeting notes automatically, share meeting minutes and summary with teammates to keep everyone in sync. Invite collaborators to edit and highlight meeting notes. Record and transcribe interviews, lectures, podcasts, videos, webinars, keynotes. Provide live captioning for the deaf. This really does it all. Fantastic app. So if you want to record any type of meeting or conversation, I highly recommend Ottervoice Meeting Notes. And that, fans, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see everybody next Thursday. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.